The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Mea brachas, Shemoneh Esrei, Bechas, Hashiva Shavshtenu. We are starting the next bracha on Shemoneh Esrei, Hashiva Shavshtenu Gvar Rishoyna. This is the second of the series of brachas that we are responsible for redemption of Klal Yisrael and being freed from the Golus and the Hashpah influence of all the Goyish values upon us. Gemara says the connection between the two brachas is that when we have the Kibbutz Golus, then there will be a din with the Rishoyim. The Rishoyim will be put in place. In other words, when we're all together, then we're going to renew the system that Klal Yisrael had from the beginning to keep us in order. What is the system that we had? So this is pasuk. This is based on a pasuk. Ashiva olai yadayo layech. Ashiva shoftayech kavir yishoyna v'yotzeach yivatchila. The pasuk in Yeshaya. It's going to come a time that Hashem is going to put the shoftim back as they were before, and your atzim, the advisors, as they were in the beginning. So who are these shoftim and who are these advisors? So the Medrash says over there, the shoftim are David and Shlomo. The yatzim that we originally had were Aaron and Moshe Rabbeinu. What it means to say is that there are two different powers in the Jewish nation that keep us in order. We have the Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen. They were involved specifically in giving over the Torah, which guides us in the way we're supposed to behave. Over the generations, after Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen, you had the Sanhedrin, which was passing all the halachas relating to every facet of life, both the day-to-day life and also the choshen mishpah, the monetary laws, to make sure everything was done according to the will of Hashem that He revealed to us in the Torah, and nowadays it's all written in the Shulchan Aruch, and that's the Bati Dinim that we have today. Those are the yoatzim, the ones that are advising us how to behave in the proper fashion. When we behave in the proper fashion, we do our business honestly, api halacha. We're not just doing business, we're mekayim a mitzvah. And we're being oimen and big nisyonis that people have with monetary things. This is the beauty of the Torah, that way it was given, that everything we do in life can be in a mitzvah. We have to be tochen Hashem when we're involved in our physical interactions. That's also mekayim that mitzvah, being b'teach Hashem. It's a great mitzvah. That was started by Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen. Also was in charge of the Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. Those are the advisors of the religious mitzvahs, the tefillahs that we have, and then we have the korbanos, and all the specific mitzvahs that I'm not going to venodim lechaverot. That's the yoatzim. Those were the that's what we're saying, shofteinu. Like from the beginning, the greatest of them all was Moshe Rabbeinu Aaron HaKohen. They got the messages directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu got directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Aaron HaKohen got directly from Moshe Rabbeinu. They had the epitome of clarity of what Hashem wants us to do and how He wants us to behave, and they gave it over. And from then, generation after generation, Moshe Kibbutz Har Sinai. So as Kenu, as Kenu Levim, we know exactly the line of the Messiah of giving over this Torah from one generation to the next. That's one facet of ensuring that we are behaving in the proper fashion and we have our needs taken care of. Then the second thing is the Shoif Tayich. That's David and Melech and Shlomo, which were the first of the Malchei Yisrael, Malchei Yehuda. That's the second facet. There are certain things that are not covered by the Shulchan Aruch. To build roads, build cities, make sure that the needs are taken care of, sanitation department, running water, the need of protection, the police, military. All that is shared to the king. The king has a second part. In other words, you have the Sanhedrin, which is making sure all the facets of our life we keep according to the Torah. But there are all kinds of other needs which are not directly discussed in the Torah, but they are needs of the society, of the Malchus, the nation of Klal Yisrael living in Eretz Yisrael, and that's that second half. That's what we're mispalel for. The Shiva Shefteinu V'Ruach Shoina. We should have the Melech, that body that is governing all the general needs of the people living here in Eretz Yisrael, to make sure the society runs with all its needs. Kovei Yishoina. Today, Baruch Hashem, we have to be thankful for what we have, but it's not Kovei Yishoina. There's all kind of other cheshbonos that the authorities take into account, politics, etc., etc. We don't have to get involved in it today. But we want that initial way that it was done by the malachim, pure malachim, that they didn't take any selfish interest in what they were doing. It was all for Klal Yisrael. So the Mel said, and the whole day's involved in taking care of the needs of Klal Yisrael, whether the financial needs of Klal Yisrael, the halachic needs of Klal Yisrael, everything. It wasn't like the other malachim that sleep till 3 hours in the day and then just take care of themselves. Those are the type of shoftim that we want to represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Melech Yisrael has a Sefer Torah with him, to remind himself always to subjugate himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The same thing with Yotzeinu, Kevatchila, Baruch Hashem, we have the Yotzeinu Torah and Tamid Lechom every generation. Even that, we don't have the Sanhedrin. And the fact that we don't have the Sanhedrin limits the power. We have both the Din nowadays, but they are limited in what they can do. They can't really use their full influence on Klal Yisrael.
Kol HaLashon.
Unfortunately, there's a major segment of Klal Yisrael that don't even take interest in them. They go straight to secular courts and other things because we're limited. We don't have that setup that we had to keep Klal Yisrael in the perfect position that we should be. Then we say, V'holsem imenu yogan v'anocha. All the pain and sorrow, emotional pain and sorrow that we have should be removed. And this is an important thing for us to think about. There's so much an emotional pain that people are going through nowadays. Psychologists, they're all busy. Why is it so? Because society is not set up in the proper order. Our values are not clear. Kamavan, there's all kind of machlas that people have. But even with everyone on their level, there's a possibility for us to live in a much, much more pleasant fashion. And that's what it's totally in. That if we're guided with the clarity of what's important in life, and things are put in place by a body that is guided by the Ratzon Hashem, then that gives us that peace of mind. We know that we can rely on the system 100%. More than that, I once went to a doctor, wasn't from at all, and he saw that I was from. So he told me, you know, the Jewish religion is a very smart religion. Why? So the Jewish religion introduces the idea of Shabbos, one day off. It's a very healthy thing to have a day that people aren't running around, relaxing, to be a little bit more with the family. Kamavan, he was not referring to the religious way of doing it. Just the idea that you have one day off. So I told him, you know why it's such a smart religion? Because the one who gave us the religion is the one who created us, and he knows exactly what we need, and he made the two perfectly compatible. That's why everything about a religion is so perfect. I know how happy he was with my answer, but that is the truth. Because Baruch Hu created us, created us in a fashion that all our needs will be perfectly taken care of, our physical needs, emotional needs, intellectual needs, will feel perfectly good if we keep the Torah in its perfect fashion. The more we keep the Torah in this fashion, the more society is run by the values of Torah, the more we'll have the natural peace of mind and we'll feel good about ourselves. And many, many things that cause us so much stress and so much disillusion, hard feelings, etc., etc., would not be existing if we had a society set up in the proper fashion. This is something for us to think. Each person has the things that are disturbing him and the hardships he has and the lack of peace of mind. And this is part of it. When we spell to Hashem, that we recognize that we personally have a tremendous gain from the fact that the society meets Hashem, and we're mispal for this. This is an essential need. Like we said, every bracha l'shmon esrei is an essential need. This yogam v'anocha, whatever level it is that we have, meets Hashem, and we're zeicher to the seder of the shoiftim, the kings, Melech HaMashiach, and the yoitzim, the Sanhedrin, and they'll put everything in order to protect us from the Rishon, to put the Rishon in their place, and the people that are doing right would also have clarity of every step of the game to make sure they're doing things properly. Wouldn't be able to fool themselves that, yeah, I don't go to Bezdin, I go to Goyisha court, so I do whatever I think is right, and I don't really have to make sure that I'm doing things on Pei Halacha. It will be so clear for the entire Jewish nation. That's what I'm espoused for. Kamuvan, that's Hosei Menei Yogam Anocha is our personal gain. But what we really need and what the world needs is a Meloch Leinu Ato Hashem Levadcho. That what we need and what we're asking for is that Hashem should reveal His Malchus upon us. And this is what Hashem created the world for. The whole world was created so that eventually Hashem reveal Himself. And the whole world, Vayom Yiyeh Hashem Echad Ushmo Yechad. That's what we mispal for. Not just, I'll feel more comfortable. That's also a reason for us to be mispal. But the ikur that we mispal these brachas is Kvod Shemayim. We recognize Hashem created this world for a purpose. And the world is so far away from that purpose. Such a major part of the world does not recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not over Hashem the proper fashion. Even ourselves are not what we could be. And that we're saying, no, we want you. Meloi Chaleinu Ato Hashem Levadecho. Just you should be the power that is guiding us. We shouldn't feel that we have to run after this and flatter the other person and do things that may not be 100% the way they should be to succeed in life. We should see clearly the marvels of Hashem. If you notice that this is Kimat, the same lesson that we say in Rosh Hashanah. Shmonesu, we say similar words also. So it's not Rosh Hashanah every day, but remind ourselves about that. That picture that we did think about clearly in Rosh Hashanah, how much we are yearning for that day that Hashem will reveal His Malchus upon us. Baruch Ato Hashem, Melech Oyhev Tzedoko V'Mishpat. And we also say Tzadkenu B'Mishpat. Mishpat is judgment. Tzadkenu is to judge us favorably. That's Hashem's nature. We have to go through judgment. We can't say that Hashem is just going to look away from things. The Yisrael might tell us, yeah, everybody does this. Not so bad. No. So Hashem is not a vacham. He won't be mevata on anything. But with that, with the mishpat, he takes into account a lot of things and tries within the mishpat to be melabed schus and klal Yisrael. He sees where a weak door and everything else. Once again, we cannot rely on this because there will be mishpat. But this tzadkenu and mishpat, because that's what Hashem loves. He loves tzedakah, he loves doing good, being mezakeh, benefiting others, and he also loves mishpat, to keep things in order. So we zeicha soon to see the new world order. We note what order the world is in. Everything fell apart and it's coming back together and we don't know where it's heading. But we're mispaled for the real, proper world order, that our world is guided by the Sanhedrin, guided by Melech HaMashiach, and the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealed to all. Maybe you'll see it soon to see this. Shalom uvracha.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.